McTavish is here. That's Carrie Underwood. I like Carrie Underwood. Cover girl of Preview Magazine.
Yeah. Who doesn't like Carrie Underwood? That's kind of a sultry photo of her on the cover of the Preview today.
It was kind of a sultry.
Yeah. She's packing in the fans to her Blown Away international concert tour. That includes...
Well, she's come a long way. She has come a long way.
Well, she made the Preview cover,
right? That's right. There you go.
Now, the show at 7:30 Saturday night at Sprint Center is officially sold out.
Wow.
But if you go onto one of these online, you know, secondary ticket
websites,
you can get them for under $100, which is probably about double what you'd pay for the $40 or $50 ticket. But hey, it's going to be a good time. Former American Idol sweetheart, five-time Grammy winner, as you say, come a long way. Why all the post-Idol success, Steve?
Why?
I think we know. Great pipes.
Yes.
She's a looker. Let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah.
And she picks the right material.
Yes,
does a real nice job of balancing her country and pop personas. That was more poppy. That's the title track off of Blown Away.
She sort of goes back and forth between genres.
It's a crafty blend. Not so much within each song, but you know the way she picks the songs.
Yeah.
And at this stage of the game, she puts on the requisitely spectacular live show. So, okay, she's definitely got the country superstar thing covered, but you know she's branching out. You mentioned the Preview cover. I just mentioned it again for the third or fourth time. Anyway, as noted in there and elsewhere online, apparently Carrie is slated to star in a made-for-TV version of The Sound of Music.
I read that.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's something. A live version.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be performed live, I read.
Now, I think Julie Andrews could offer some tips, you know, because Julie did a lot of live stuff on Broadway. Of course, she was Maria in The Sound of Music. And I got to tell you, if Faith Hill, you know, the slightly older, shall we say charitably, country queen, if she ever gets tired of strutting and singing the opening tune to NBC Sunday Night Football, I think Carrie's ready to pop in there and take care of it. It reminds me of that that Nashville show, that nighttime soap opera Nashville, where you have the older country queen and the much younger country queen, and it's like,
yes.
They're going after each other. But yeah, go hear Carrie, go hear her sing Cupid's Got a Shotgun, Cowboy Casanova Before He Cheats, and don't forget Jesus Take the Wheel. Should be a fun time.
That's 7:30 Saturday night at the Sprint Center. And speaking of country... It's a different kind of country, isn't it?
Hold on. We got to get this. Check it out. Here it comes. All right. Got to get your
Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah, that's the that's that bass singer with the Oak Ridge Boys, Richard Sturban.
That's the long-haired guy, right?
That's the long-bearded guy.
Long-bearded guy.
I mean, that guy puts Santa Claus to shame. It's the Oak Ridge Boys, old country in a good way. 8 o'clock Friday at the Uptown Theater.
God, they're still around.
Man. You always say that.
They've been around a long time.
I bring these people to you, and you just tell me, my gosh, they have been around a long time. And as you know,
That's why his beard's so long. He's been growing it for so long.
Think of the box of hair that he has from cutting that beard over the years. Anyway, you've got, Elvira, that novelty hit from 30 years ago
right?
That was Bobby Sue. They'll do Thank God for Kids. I challenge you not to get a warm and fuzzy listening to Thank God for Kids. American Made, Y'all Come Back Saloon, and Steve, I guess it never hurts to hurt sometimes. That's another one of their wonderful ditties. Don't you agree? More than a dozen national number one country singles, 30 or more top 10 hits. And here's a little fact that maybe you weren't aware of, my friend. I didn't know this until doing the massive amount of research required to be this spectacular with you.
Yes, right.
1977, Paul Simon tapped the Oaks to sing backup for his hit Slip Sliding Away.
Did not know that.
You remember Slip Sliding? Who's Johnny and who's Ed? Do we just there take turns here, don't we? Anyway, the Oak Ridge Boys, old school country, a great time.
8 o'clock Friday night at the Uptown Theater. We have here.
What do you want?
My goodness.
What do you think we have here? So let me ask you.
A lot of tubas.
Are you a tuba fan?
Yes, I am.
It's not a question you get asked every day, but you actually are?
Yes.
Well, I guess I admit I'm not a big fan of the tuba. You know, it has its place in the orchestra. I'm not against it or anything. But I think the key, Steve,
yes,
to enjoying this Merry Tuba Christmas, yeah, the Kansas City Symphony's Yuletide double concert shot of tuba time.
Man.
Lunch hour concerts Friday and Saturday at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. I'm afraid there no seats are left.
I was going to say, it's a hard ticket.
No seats are left.
Talking tubas, and tubas are a hard ticket.
Well, I was just talking to somebody here. It was actually Steve Steigman, the producer. I said, well, they got 1,600 seats there, don't they? He says, yeah, but half of them are going to be filled with tuba players. You got 300 tuba players. So, hey, if you're going, have a great time. Enjoy yourself, and it should be a warm, warm evening. Crazy stuff.
Okay. Where are we now? More music. More holiday music.
We're building up to great strangeness here. We're getting stranger as we go. This is Bowfire. It's their Holiday Heartstrings concert. Now, that's not Holiday Heartstrings music. That's Led Zeppelin's Cashmere. But maybe you'll get a cashmere sweater for Christmas. But that is Bowfire, actually. Actually, that could be an encore. Bowfire, Christmas fiddling or violining, 8 o'clock Saturday at Yardley Hall down at Johnson Community College. What is the difference between fiddling and violining?
I don't know.
I don't. You finally don't know something.
We'll find
I was hoping
out.
You'd know. Well, I think it just sounds classier if you say violin. But you'll hear the Nutcracker Suite and a little John Lennon. So this is Christmas. War is over if you want it. Not to mention dreidel. So check it out Saturday at JCC Bowfire.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little amp, with a sign on the front said Fender Jam and a second hand guitar.
Who's this?
Wish we had more time to talk about it, but that is actually the original recording of Frank Zappa's Joe's Garage from 1979. That is son Dweezil Zappa's favorite piece of Dad's work. So Dweezil is going to do Zappa, play Zappa. He's going to play the eccentric rock, sort of jazz, crazy, you name it, music of his dad, 8 o'clock tonight at Harrah's Voodoo Lounge.
Wonder how that'll be.
It'll be exacting and almost religious for fans of Frank Zappa. A fantastic talent. He's been gone for nearly 20 years. One of his more famous quotes is, I never set out to be weird. It was always other people who called me weird. And he was weird, but I love it.
He was weird. Brian McTavish. You can find our weekend to-do list, more information about our program and archive broadcasts at kcur.org. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.